Blog Talk Radio.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell from the International
Call. Interface complete.
She said she feel like me.
That's why I see a lot of people ain't no heat. Hands on deck, on deck. What's next? What's drop that ass on the floor for me? Get wet.
You better ask about me. 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 Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 So bitch, call the cops, cuz here I come. I'm taking everything. Recession got a nigga, huh? And I ain't stopping now, but I might stop later. Only if it gets greater, that means more paper. Drop a number for the people and gas get cheaper. See what I'm getting at? More money for your people. See them close your eyes to the fact. What a crime, nigga. Get it how you live. There you go. Get a time. 10, 20, like you threaten me for trying to make mine. It's a hustle game. Live with it. Learn how to deal with it. Get what's coming to you. Another damn bill, bitch. What's coming to you, another damn bill, bitch? Yeah, man, it's hard out here, bro. Every day, man, something new. You know what I'm saying? The economy need to pick up, bro. It's going down, you hear me?
Riding at your home, dressing all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me.
All right, it's good.
Yeah, B.
That's a chunk
yo shit.
That's all sample right there. That's a lot of skill.
How you doing, Brady?
Yeah.
Tied in number one.
Yeah, y'all don't forget, man. Come right back after this song, Time to Party Friday.
My baby girl rock Gucci, Prada, BCBG, Fendi, Dolce, Gabbana, and BB. Lounging on an island with a bottle of Fiji. Looking like the next top model, believe me. I show her off when I'm out in the mall. She hold me down whenever I ain't around. No need to ask, I can get it when I'm ready. We go together like peanut butter jelly. The drop jet black, top left back, Burberry inside. You can bet that my girl, she a rider. When she open up the glove compartment, my girl get the sparking. Trips to Hawaii, jerk chicken in Jamaica. Flew to San Juan just to do the Macarena. All that just to show you my favorite. I'm just trying to upgrade you.
Let me upgrade you. On a muscle page.
Let me upgrade you in, ma. Keep going, check it out. Look, knick knack, patty whack, give a dog a bone. All these hoes won't leave me alone, cause they see me gone in a Cadillac room. I don't know why they keep calling my phone. Stop complaining, you acting ungrateful. You wonder why these niggas unfaithful. You want the truth? I ain't wanna date you. I called you on day one, we fucked on day two. I said it before, I say it again. I let you go right now, pick up two of your friends. Yeah, hit it and run, then forget about hun. In the sea of women, there's a million and one. When you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful. Look, when you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful, so I guess I need to.
Without a teeth,
You can't hear that well. But y'all go to YouTube.com, check out DJ/DJ Smell So Good, and the Ass Whoop to get his worst on stage live at Coco's Lounge. What's up, my brother? No sleep up in this mofo flipper, man. What's happening?
Good day to you. Good day to you. Queen
hey,
Dog.
Queen my dog, my brother. Queen my dog. What's good, man?
Working, man. Working, working. No, new shit, new day, working.
None of that. I'm sitting looking at some of these damn clips. Have you ever had a motherfucker come up to you after you done shot something? A motherfucker tell you, man, you I know you ain't gonna use that footage, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's, you know what? You just asked me for yesterday, dog. Yesterday, E-Boy City was a fight, and I got it on tape.
No.
Another fight. But yeah, motherfucker told me that before. Yo, you're not gonna show this, right? Like this. You about to be exposed to the world.
The
and
wow.
I need the world.
Yeah, man, I'm home. And I told him, you know, when it comes to fights, though, they strictly DVD. I don't do the YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I put them bitches on DVD. So, nah, you ain't going to be this, you know, the world ain't going to see them unless it's my world. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't, you know, shit, nah, fuck you two, trying to make money. Fucking around and, I got old exclusive. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy jumping on this old chick. And right outside in front of Coco, I mean, right in the front door, nigga, I ain't even have to move my spot. I was that close. Fucking around, old girl got mad. She done jumped in a car. She done went and grabbed one of them little small-ass bass like you get from the fair or some shit. I don't know what the fuck she got that little bitch from. But that motherfucker packed a wallet, goddamn it. She, what? Trying to go outside this motherfucker head, set of security, jump this bitch ass in the way. I wouldn't have jumped in the motherfucker way. Fuck that shit. Let your ass get the fuck out. You know he doing his job, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes security, shit, y'all just let a motherfucker get they issue. And he kept popping that shit. Old girl went to mother. I thought she was pulling out a pistol at first. Bitch down, pull out this little bat and shit. Went to go outside. She squirmed that bitch about 3-4 times. I think she hit him one time with it. And fucked around. He done grabbed that bitch. Next thing you know, bitch, oh yeah. Threw the bitch to the ground. I mean, damn, he had it. Oh, man, that shit, that was, oh, man. The next thing you know, my homeboy, talking about, he called the next day, talking about, yeah, man, boy told me that you had, you caught that on footage. Yeah, I know, you know what I'm saying, you my dog, man. We go back to his kids, man. Yeah, I know you ain't gonna use that footage, man. I know you ain't gonna put me out to the world. I say, shit, not till the DVD come out. That's all, man. I don't want more girl to see that. Well, nigga, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all motherfucking personal problems. Keep the shit in the club. Anything outside the club is personal observation and it's subject to be recorded.
It is.
I don't give a fuck about you. You niggas are sensitive with that goddamn camera bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
But,
she's not ho.
Anyone has to worry about.
Yeah, man, that shit though crazy. Yeah, I don't sit up there and shit, nigga. Hey, my bestest friends are on camera. did. Niggas who I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Florida UFOs up in here, man. Sarasota is in the building. Big ups to Sinai, you know what I'm saying? Netherlands up in the building. And today is time to party Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long week, productive. So, you know, time to let it all go and just ready to have some non-work-related fun. You know what I'm saying? You know how motherfuckers try to bring work to the goddamn playhouse and shit. You can't do that. So we got a whole lot of music topped off with the nuttiest news on the planet. So tell a friend, text message, or Twitter friend, and come and check in. And everybody go to youtube.com/DJ Schmelz. So good for the wildest clips from the hood. Y'all already know right here, Bust, Regular Game Radio. Oh, yeah. And Coco Wild right now is the leading clips on that motherfucker right now, the wildest clips. But believe you me, we are spreading out. I got the shit from the block party on that motherfucker. And then I got the Easter Sunday block party. I got that up there on it. And we got another block party coming up the 18th, April 18th. Doc D going to be out there at Rolette Park. You know what I'm saying, holding it down, 34th Comanche and the whole cliques. They all, you know what I'm saying, getting together doing old school party, not for the Jets. So I'll be, you know what I'm saying, sitting up in that motherfucker holding it down too. So what the fuck I do. Shouts out to Meech Dog, man, even though, you know, Full Moon ain't have like 10 people come through that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But they got the all new something Thursday is going on. Touch the mic, probably like Touch the Mic Thursdays or whatever. And we're trying to get that, you know, popping off. We're going to link that up with the Touch the Mic Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So you perform at, you know, Double Decker, and then you come back Thursday night and perform, you know what I'm saying, at the Full Moon. So we got ladies free all night, you know what I'm saying? A couple of little chickadees came through, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Meech Dawg's fine-ass cousin. God, man, that bitch is fine and a motherfucker. Shout out to Heavenly Angel. Don't know where she at right now, but big ups to her. Know she out there using the same top box. Oh, wait a minute. What the hell is this? Finally rigged the domain name parasocial.net before it runs that idea. Oh, I'm all in the damn UFOs and shit. No audio. Talk Box. Make sure y'all go to Talk Box, man. Check out UFONews.ning.com. And, you can go sign up on the Talk Box. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And, I'm on both of them. Goddamn it. We multi something. I don't know. Goddamn it. We multi sighting. I don't know if that's a word, but shit. That's what we doing. And, so it was straight, though. You know what I'm saying? Lost money, of course, you know. I'm up in there trying to sell my snacks and shit. And I ain't make no money, but fucked around, left after that. You know how Lord send you on paths and shit. I took Meech Dawg way out to Brandon. I'm coming from Brandon. It started to sprinkle a little bit on the windshield. Now, first thought in my mind is, damn, my homeboy out there on stuck. You know what I'm saying? Tsunami out there on the grill stuck and shit. I'm like, damn, I got to go rescue my homeboy. I got to know all this shit. If it get poured down on, you know what I'm saying? So sure enough, as soon as I pull up and threw the tent out, bitch, that shit came down like the Lord just wait for me to get there. You know what I'm saying? But soon I got them. Yeah, that shit started pouring down like a motherfucker. So it poured down for about 20 minutes, good 20 minutes. Oh, you too loud, Dirty. Too loud, dude. Yeah, I don't know what that shit is at the end. Alright. Shout out to Dirty Music, man, with that Stony Poppin'. I'm going to play that back up in here in a second. You know what I'm saying? The boys got that good clean music going on. And send me a couple of jams. Yeah, so, hung out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E-Boy City. Shout out to John New for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out. She swung up in there. We burnt that bitch down for a minute. We had a goddamn Chief Fest going on. And shouts out to security. Nigga called me motherfucking doc. Man, look at here. This is how you got to watch yourself too in the hood now. You know, it's a nigga named Mr. Feel So Good. Everybody wants to be a goddamn wannabe. You feel me? Come on, man. I've been using Feel So Good since 2002. I don't give a fuck any hater, you know what I'm saying? Wannabe want to come along and call itself what the fuck ever, you know what I'm saying? But this motherfucker here, he sells the economical pressure. Nigga gonna tell me, man, you don't remember me, dog? I just bought that 25 from you the other day. No, brother, no, no. You might have smoked a quarter with me. You didn't buy no quarter from me, brother. No. You feel so good, right? The card. No, brother, I smell so good, not feel so good. It's a difference. And I appreciate if you keep my name up out of that type of talk. I smoke sweet. I don't sell. Man, shit. Big up the doctor, Mr. Feel So Good out there, though. You know what I'm saying? See, you getting a lot of publicity off of my motherfucking name. Bitches is crossing you up for me and shit. But it's all good. I ain't no hater. And that's cool. We're going to that conference. Oh. About to smoke. Everybody's time to smoke. Yeah. All right, check this out. It's time to party, man. All I'm doing is playing a bunch of music today. I'm trying to get high. Some dude from some damn where dropped me off a 20 of Dro for 5 CDs. You know what I'm saying? I threw that motherfucker. I don't know what the hell I gave him. That bitch could have drove off with Opera. I didn't give a shit. I seen that Dro. I was like, I just gave that nigga 6 or what the fuck ever. And I was like, peace out. Shit. Well, we're trying to get his smoke on. So I got a little bit up. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the air last night for everybody and shit. And, yeah. So, time to roll up, everybody. Smoke them if you got them. No boy going to tell y'all the best right here. Mr. Goofab. Boom! San Jose, California. We're in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? All the way to the 813. Y'all already know. Regular game entertainment. No sleep entertainment in the building.
Trying to get high on a home in the grass, always that's right. Ask that good for Medic out of flavor. I'm the base most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so shabby. I troll, I smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck for fat, what you know about that? I got grams, I got hits, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest ex-smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay pulling plus I stay lit.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm off 6 months. All from one session. I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. See his tank straight low, I thought I should mention. I seen on me in the blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go purple indicus, and I got the trouble. Fire chronic grape and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
And if you ain't high, I don't know what the f*** you was doing. You know what I'm saying? I'll let old Cat William tell y'all something real quick. Coming right back to the phone lines, man. I'm going to give y'all a little public hood service announcement, that is.
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire...
You get beamed up, goddammit, if you set that motherfucker on fire, which I'm trying to. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out the way, boy. The hell out the way. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Got to get Timmy's ass out the way. Welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize, man. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, Tampa Bay's most unbiased international DJ. Yeah, that's me. Cap smells so good. Representing the hood, man, Trey Folk. Don't forget, 420 Party, man, is coming up. I got every nationality that's going to be up in that motherfucker, man. I got goddamn aliens hitting me from afar and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we're going to come to the smoke party. So, if you don't have your face in the place, man, you know what I'm saying? And that, like Cat Williams said, I don't know what the fuck you was doing. You know what I'm saying? I got free food, free cigars when you come in, free parking, free gifts throughout the night, and I can't tell you what else is free, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? We'll have the herb candy in the building. So if y'all ain't never tasted the We Lit Hemp Pops or the little sticky icky buds, man, that's got Tampa going crazy right now, you can definitely come through and take you a little sample. And we're going to have the rest on sale. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Ashwood in the building. Then we got 734 on the line. I don't know where that's at, but welcome to the Shizzle. You already know you live. On Wrecking the Game Radio. And it's what we do each and every day, man. Monday through Saturday. Don't forget, tomorrow we got Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. I'm going to do a little something special, man, because you got to go online. You know what I'm saying? You really want an interactive experience with this show, man. You got to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. SmellyBtr. Because we drop in, we do a lot of shit in the chat room where we be dropping links and all this kind of interesting stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's real cool. It's more interactive. Also, we're going to be setting up, well, I'm going to be setting up some new shit thanks to my homeboys over here with UFO Noobs, the Talk Box chat. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hook that up pretty soon. That way y'all can, you know what I'm saying, I can drop in little YouTube videos and stuff like that, and y'all can see my artist, John New, Two Man Army, Third World, Ashwood. You're going to see some of everybody, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. So y'all look out for that. It's going to be real hot. So,
doing it real big.
Oh, yeah. 734, you was in the building. What's happening?
Nothing.
Okay, hold on a second. I had to shoot that track. Say nothing one more time.
Nothing.
Oh, shit. She coming back to rap, y'all. Oh, shit. Not from New York. Oh, I got all excited. It ain't even New York. God damn. Who the hell is this? I guess I am being too rude. You forgot what show you on. My bad. Excuse me. Who the fuck is this?
What? Hello?
Sound like Miss E.D.
What?
Is this Miss E.D.?
E.D.?
Woman, what was the last name I gave you the last time I talked to you?
You haven't talked to me.
Huh?
You've not talked to me.
Wait a minute. This sounds like my goddamn daughter. Cindy, you calling my show? Better answer me, little woman. Yeah, my goddamn daughter calling him and showing shit. Ain't this a bitch? Hey, let me spying on your daddy, girl. What the fuck going on with that? Kids, stay the hell out of this show, woman. Same for you. Yeah, people, that's my damn my daughter. She in the military, though. She ain't no little girl. She's, she's over there at Fort Gordon in Georgia and shit. Spying on her daddy and shit. But it's all good, girl. You know I love you, girl. I ain't no... Who the hell that was, though? Damn, I should have wrote the number down. Nah, it's all good. Call her ass back. How about that? Call my motherfucking phone. Y'all want to talk to my daughter? Hold on. Talk to my daughter. Sit there, she do. Call my phone, woman. Hold on.
And you know you reach. I'm not available right now, so leave me a message and I'll get back at you when I can, all right?
No, that wasn't her. Message, press who the fuck that was? Just wait for the tone. That was goddamn ED, man. Press 2 now. All right, I'll leave a message anyway.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, little woman. It's your daddy calling. I was just calling. I thought you had called in my show. But since you didn't, I'm just leaving you a message. You know what I'm saying? Let you know I love you and think about you. Either way. All right? Talk to you later, girl.
To send your message, press 1.
Right, I thought that was her. I guess the fuck not. She still could have been using a damn boyfriend number or something like that. You know, calling incognito and shit. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. That's my daughter right there, people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to little Coco Pop and Taco. You know what I'm saying? My two little girls and shit. And, holding down real big, man. So, don't forget, man, I'm heading to Africa in a little while, man. Guess I'm getting there. Flight, goddammit. Coming right back at you. Time to party. This motherfucking Ashwood right here. I don't know what goddamn mixtape this came off of. The motherfucker up to like goddamn volume 10 or some shit. So
chapter 1.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. Shout out to one, goddammit. No sleep entertainment. That's how we do it, man. We got a flight to catch up in this.
I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. I got a flight to check.
My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 show.
Uh-huh.
When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row.
Yeah.
Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no.
Most
of them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before.
Come on.
Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song.
Later.
Used to have to wait last just to perform.
Yeah.
Kid had to humble himself, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged.
Yeah.
Wanna thank all producers for charging so much.
Uh-huh. That's
a lot of reason why I started making beats and stuff.
Yeah.
Wanna thank engineers for high studio time.
Thank
y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up. Now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwalla with him.
Uh-huh.
Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism.
I'm on the road moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
You can catch me at the open mic, shutting it down.
Your ass would no sleep, the talk of the town.
Come on.
Hear my name ring bells like the stock is changed.
Uh-huh.
The flow make noise like the pocket change.
Come on.
Can't see me, my style is tenant. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it.
Come on.
Got the whole city hype like that's my jam.
Damn.
Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands.
Kid, I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved, yo.
High school, slick to the post like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out.
I'd rather be in the booth punching in and out.
Come on.
So, get out my way, I got a dream to chase.
You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace.
Move along now, I got errands to run.
Run,
yo, still waiting for your taxes to come.
I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then, I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause, I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or, I got a flight to catch.
John, come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
Shit, make feel right, relax.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay, that's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't show you no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
Everybody waits, so what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about
Don't cross me, present is a big threat. what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. I get it in. I get it in. When I step up in the booth, I get it in. I get it in. I get it in.
I'm a fucking MC.
Yo, I'm going in like it's motherfucking dinner time. I'm bringing heat. Track like it's summertime. You lames overstressing, but me I'm feeling fine. Cause I don't wanna race and you ain't touch the finish line. Fuck a hater, he could suck a dick if he play me. Trippin', I have to crack a bottle like Shady. Rappers think I'm crazy cause we ain't in the same space. Hoes think I'm bougie cause we ain't got the same taste. But I'ma get it, my flow is too exquisite. Got a one track mind, so it's money in my vision. You a trick, that's fine. Sugar daddy to them bitches, but I gotta get a meal. But they put me in the trenches. My brother's television. I'm headed to the top. I ain't fucking with no snitches. They fucking with the cops. So it's back to the spot just to get it how I live. They call me an old soul cause I tell it how it is. If you gon' go hard, nigga, I'ma go harder. Lames can't stand me cause I'm a shit starter. I get up on the track and beat it up in heaven screaming like wee hoo wee, like Bobby V and Mr. Carter. Something like Charter cause dirty I'm everywhere. Can make it rain, go and throw your money in there. But I'ma stack it up, my hoes, they gon' back it up. I'm coming for that number one spot, I ain't slacking up. They see me blowing up because I got a master plan. I once was there, but now I'm bouncing back like rubber bands. I'm in the midst of haters, but still I'm in demand. To be the hottest rap nigga that is known to man. So what you haters saying, this music will never change. It ain't no room for a spitter like me in the game. They wanna dance to the music and her ringtones. Do the stanky leg or kiss me through the camera phone. But fuck that, man, it's time to put them hammers on. Beastin' in the game like I'm straight up off the Amazon. I'm so far damn gone like I'm Drizzy Drake. So when you hear them 808, you come that heartbreak. I got my car straight, pussy, you are all late. I'm about to fuck the game, but this shit is foreplay. And I'ma do it my way. So don't be surprised when this young nigga say, hey, I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. I get it in. I get it in. When I step up in the booth, I get it in. I get it in. I get it in.
I'm a fucking MC.
I say I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me.
I'm a fucking MC.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Grapefruit juice, shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice, shake them up.
Well, y'all don't know nothing about that. All y'all young folks out there don't know nothing about that. All you motherfuckers out for spring breaking shit, calling into a motherfucking show prank, calling and all that. Got something for your ass, though. Because one thing I do like about the springtime and summertime, a lot of kids get their punk ass out of school and ain't got shit to do, so they want to call in the motherfucking shows and think they harassing. But see, what these motherfuckers don't understand is we got call ID, you little motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So when your ass call in, what I started to do was write numbers down, and then I do a free fall Friday where I call all the motherfuckers' number back on Friday. So bitch, your parents get your bitch your parents call or pick up the phone, you fucking right, I'm talking to your parents. Yeah, well, your goddamn son or daughter calling to my goddamn show, so I'm just returning the motherfucking favor, you know what I'm saying? Bitch! Then hang up. You motherfuckers prank call my show, goddamn it. I'm calling you back. Believe that shit. I don't give a fuck. You better come into the chat room or something, because other than that, Yeah, I call the motherfucking kids back. I call the parents. I don't give a fuck. Your grandmama pick up. Who this is, Daddy? Well, tell your goddamn grandson to stop calling my motherfucking show. Shit. Oh, good. I'll play that Miss Parker shit for her. Miss Parker, Miss Parker. Look, she bending over. Oh, man. What the hell's up with Nutty News in my damn browser, man? Y'all is fucking up. All right, Nutty News. You know what I got to do already. And we're going to get into one more jam because, you know, this is time to party Friday, man. Just got a lot of music coming your way. Go to, and if you want some additional conversation on the side, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. Click on the link. It says ufonoobs.name.com, man. You can go on there and talk about UFOs and daily sightings and all the other kind of cool shit. That motherfucker ain't going to believe you, but it's all good. There are a select few of us that can do the V. Oh. Yeah, and that's how it gets down, man. So go on and be part of the network. All my noobs out there. And if you seen a sighting, and I ain't talking about an ugly motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Look, I see the alien. No, bitch, that's just the motherfucker from the bar, man. Some of these goddamn old be looking like aliens, though. Some of y'all niggas out there looking like aliens, too. What the hell? I ain't smart. Smash some of y'all motherfuckers in the face with a book bag or something. Pow! Like, and then just ugly set in overnight. So, that little girl last night looked like she was marinated in ugliness. She was basting in the ambiance of ugliness. Basking in the glow, basking in the glow. Oh, man. Look at him, boy. Then he starts selling ugly credit and shit. You know what I'm saying? Why you get discount on special shit if you're ugly and shit? Boy, look at him. I'll be carrying a few people around with me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, check this out, people. Anybody got a quarter out there, man?
There you go.
Get this thing started. There we go. Appreciate the quarter. Shout out to Ashwood, man, for providing change. You know, the goddamn, you ain't got a sun pass down here in Florida. Yeah, it's going to be fucked up pretty soon. Talking about going through some tolls and shit. Everything is sun pass only. You know what I'm saying? That's how they trying to lock a bitch in and out, this motherfucker. But this is what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? All right, get this motherfucking news started. Just time for the Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. You only gonna hear it first. It's Regular Game Radio, NuttyNewsToday.com. Let's get it in. I'll let my groove and theme music play out, you know? What time is it? Yeah. Time. But the Nutty News. Hey. Yeah, I already know, man. Got to get my porn music started up. We're going to start this thing off in Washington, D.C. Of course, you know what I'm saying, while your crooked, off-the-wall, crazy-ass government resides. Yeah, Washington, D.C. But shout out to Heavenly Angel, who is in the cesspool of bullshit. That surrounds her. Alright, check this out. Over here and take this thing on across the wall. And I mean the wall. Alright, American astronauts must depend on Russia for rides. Yeah. When America's space shuttle program ends in September, the U.S. will completely dependent, be dependent on Russian rockets for launching men and women into space and bringing them back. But what will happen to America's astronauts if relations between the U.S. and Russia sour? The only nation ever to put a man on the moon won't even be able to put a man into orbit. And that, experts say, has the potential to be a tragic mistake, one that could hold America's astronauts in orbit hostage to the whims of the Kremlin. Dun, dun, dun. Why the fuck is that damn space program ended? Anybody can understand that? It sounds like more outsourcing. That sounds like they're giving the country away again. Yeah. All right. I don't want to do it, but damn. The country going to make a nigga get one. What? All right. Let's go to Uniontown, Pennsylvania. This guy might get an award. Because a dad is jailed for pot and son's his Elmo backpack. My old red backpack. What third world at? That's out of third world, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got an Elmo backpack, though. Good thing. I had to clown him for real. A Western Pennsylvania father has been jailed after police say he went to his son's elementary school to retrieve nearly 4 ounces of marijuana from the boy's Elmo backpack. Yeah. Police say Ronald Washington told school officials he needed to get something from the Sesame Street-themed backpack, prompting school officials to search it. Dumbass motherfucker, you should have just goddamn. Yeah, don't these motherfucking kids have cell phones nowadays? So why the fuck you just didn't call the little bastard on the phone and say, hey, I got my fucking stash in your bag, man. Hold it down for me. Okay, Dad.
Ah, damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Motherfucker. Not only did you just waste 4 ounces of good fucking marijuana, now you have just motherfucking got everybody looking at your goddamn son. Like, hey, look, that's the kid with the pot in his bag. Well, the kid might be cool now, though. That might earn him some cool points. He might have been a nerd and shit. Now you know, man, hey, dude, you're the one with the pot in the bag. You got any pot? I know your dad has it. He had 4 ounces in your fucking backpack. So good, yeah. NASA could do nothing but agree. They double prices. How the hell you double prices on the space program? Fuck, we buying rockets from them? I don't know. Fuck it, I ain't done. That's how I threw Easy Rider. Go to www.bid66.com. Have patience, because it'll take a little minute for you to win something, but you can win. Bid66.com, home of the 50-cent bid. Yeah. West Burlington, Iowa. A man shoots himself in leg while helping neighbor move. Fuck you do that. West Burlington, police say man accidentally shot himself in the leg with a rifle. A rifle? While helping a neighbor move. Police say 27-year-old James Browers was helping his neighbor move some items inside an apartment when a loaded black powder 45 caliber rifle went off, hitting him in the leg. Damn. I didn't even get paid for helping. What kind of shit is that? All right, we're going over here to Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan, where surgeons wear body armor to operate on soldiers' head. Yeah, U.S. Army surgeons donned body armor to remove a high-explosive bullet from a soldier's head during a tense 5-hour operation. Non-essential staff at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan were evacuated during the surgery to remove the Taliban bullet, which contained 2 ounces of high explosive, powerful enough to kill the entire surgical team. Okay. Shitting me. Would have been one dead soldier. Fuck it with me. Shit. Casualty at Walt. Let's see if the motherfucker bullet come out on his own. But hey, you got to do what you got to do, people. You're fighting for your country, man. You got to fucking save every one of them. Yeah, fucking save every one of them. This is the late breaking news. We have late breaking news cutting in, coming from the bridge via Florida UFOs. Telegraph.co.uk. Driver blames UFO for motoring offense. Alrighty, let me get my award set up real quick, because you damn sure get one, brother. Fucking asshole. A motorist who drove into a bus lane tried to have the fine quashed, I guess that's squashed, but in UK, hey, by claiming a UFO had caused a distraction. The excuse was one of the more unusual reasons for clemency presented to the London Borough of Southwark. Another motorist claimed of colorblindness, saying, "I thought the yellow line was green." Yeah, right. Even the weather was cited by one driver, according to the council's appeals team. It was raining. I thought I could park anywhere if the weather was bad, the motorist wrote. Yeah. Meanwhile, a pet owner hope to get a sympathetic response by citing the animal's plight. I had to pick up and take an injured dog to the vet and did not want the animal to endure any unnecessary extra pain by limping further to the car. That sounds very creative. A driver who was asleep in the back of the car criticized the parking attendant. The civil enforcement officer could have asked me to move the car instead of giving me a ticket, although he would have not seen me as I had a blanket over my head. But Barry Segal, a veteran campaigner against unfair parking tickets, says councils have been equally inventive. There was a lorry driver who was stuck after the road collapsed, and the attendant just stood on tiptoe and slapped a ticket on his windscreen. Right. That's coming from the UK, people. Might I remind you, that's coming from the UK. Moving on. fucking UK always nutty. Anything comes nutty, man, it's going to come out to the UK. You know what I'm saying? That's why we keep it moving. Let's go.
See if you bastards can do 90.
All right. You got any more change, brother? You got some more change? You got this bitch keep motherfucking asking me for some change and shit.
I have to get change. Here
you
go.
The clock tower.
Bitch, I ain't got no motherfucking change. Save no goddamn clock tower shit. Bitch, we use digital watches now. Fuck you all. Save some damn clock tower and shit. All right. Y'all can help her out, though. If anybody want to save the clock tower, send it to P.O. Box 1985. Back to the Future Avenue, goddammit, in Hollywood, California. Shit. They'll get it there. Got some Shelly K in the background. While we go over here to Hackensack. Hackensack, New Jersey, where a guy has like 4 chins. God damn, homie. They got a whole hog underneath his neck and shit. What the fuck is that? Teachers Union's his memo. Praise for governor's death. Yeah. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie isn't laughing about a teachers' union's memo that hints of his death. The record of Bergen County obtained the Bergen County Education Association memo that includes a closing prayer. Dear Lord, this year you have taken away my favorite actor, Patrick Swayze, my favorite actress, Farrah Fawcett, my favorite singer, Michael Jackson, and my favorite salesman, Billy Mays. I just wanted to let you know that Chris Christie is my favorite governor. I'm sorry. I guess that was only humorous to me. Yeah. You guys didn't get the... okay. Anyways, New York. Let's go on over to New York, people. Where, dead people. Yeah, I see dead people getting $95 million in tax refunds. Yeah. Dead people were claiming tax refunds, and the children of strangers were listed as dependents. Those were among the bold scams that 26 Bronx and Manhattan tax preppers were allegedly using to claim the bulk of about $95 million in refunds since 2001. Besides seeing dead people, investigators also spotted deductions for businesses that don't exist, inflated commissions, and identity theft of people living in Puerto Rico. Yeah, that's the world we live in, people. Let's get on over here to the Gulf of Mexico, where $1 million a day gamble. Yeah, right now, the outer edge of the Gulf of Mexico, Chevron Corporation is making a very big bet that nearly 6 miles below where it has parked a new high-tech drill ship, it will find enough oil to make this $1 million per day wager pay off, where water depths reach nearly 7,000 feet and a vast uninterrupted expanse of sea is the only view. Now the only thing left to do is wait as a drill bit far below, inches closer to a target that may or may not exist. How the fuck? Bitch is oil all over the goddamn planet. What the fuck is y'all talking about? The goddamn equator produces some shit that produces this crude, that produces this natural shit called oil. It's natural, motherfuckers. You dig deep enough, bitch, yeah, you're going to find some shit you ain't looking for. Shit, keep digging, crazy motherfuckers. All right, people, let's go on over here to Canada. Oi to all my Canadians and shit. I believe that's how y'all say it. Oi, oi, oi. Or is that Australian? Yeah, that's Aussies. My bad. Oi, oi, oi. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. A woman loses $10,000 in scam. Says his banks is at fault. Yeah. Fucking old bag. 86-year-old Vancouver fraud victim has taken a stand against Canada's biggest bank, saying her Royal Bank branch shouldn't have allowed her to withdraw $10,000 on her Visa card to give to a scam artist with no questions asked. I don't think they are very smart as bankers if they give me thousands of dollars in credit. Well, ma'am, how smart the fuck are you to take out $10,000 to give to a goddamn scam artist? See, this is the problem with you stupid motherfuckers getting on the goddamn internet and then don't even know what the fuck internet means. But get on here and set up your email, and then the first thing you get, because you just so happy that you online, that you give a motherfucker talking something, hey, how are you doing today? My name is Buckfuck Egypt, and I'm from Africa, and I got $2.1 billion I want to send over to you because I can't get the shit into the United States. Do you think you can help me out? All I need is your name, address, telephone number, social security number, date of birth, fucking child's asshole number, all that fucking bullshit, and you stupid bitches still send it over to them. Something like this.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name... Ivana Tinkle.
Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Motherfuckers fall for it every day. Fucking shit. All right. Shouts out to Space Poet. You know what I'm saying? Tell me a poetic space poem. Something like that. Let's go over here to Montcoy, West Virginia. I swear I've been in the damn United States for 32 years and I ain't heard half of these crazy ass fucking places, man. Montcoy, West Virginia. Westboro Baptist Church members protest minors. Yeah, because they ain't got shit else to do in their old age. Fuck him. Protesters from Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, headed to the Upper Big Branch Mine to convey the message that the explosion there that left 25 miners dead was a result of email messages allegedly sent from West Virginia threatening the church and its publisher, according to a statement from the church. Okay, I don't find no meaning in that, but all right. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying, my old co-host, you know what I'm saying, with the most. And we in Australia, where a woman is strangled by burqa and in go car accident. What the hell kind of shit is that? How do you get strangled? But I ain't got no commentary for that. But hey, a Muslim woman. Yeah, I bet y'all change y'all ways now. Goddamn it! Shit, you better get Americanized for fucking with American equipment. my bad. I know that's bad taste. But fuck it, this is nutty news. A Muslim woman was killed in Australia when her burqa, yeah, that thing that you tie around your head that hide her face and shit, yeah, it got caught while she was driving a go-kart. The 24-year-old woman's head covering snagged in the vehicle's wheels, immediately strangling her, according to the Daily Mail. The vehicle then crashed. Man, I know that's on YouTube. Somewhere that is on fucking YouTube. Somebody find me that YouTube clip. Damn, that's fucked up. You go out to have some fun and bitch, you get killed by your feet, huh? Wow. Alright, let's go on over here to Panama City, Florida. R.I.P. to that 24-year-old, though. I will give you some of that compassion, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, condolences to the parents. Damn, boy, that's fucked up. Yeah. Alright, well, Panama City, Florida. Boy takes mom's jewelry. Yeah, gives it away. Fucking right. That's what we do down here. Fucking little badasses. Yeah, for spring break, too. Oh, yeah. Parents, you better hide all your shit. Them little bastards are going to be in your purses. They're going to be everywhere. In your goddamn makeup bags. Little fags, you know what I'm saying? Stealing your makeup and shit. You know what I'm saying? Playing dress up for the spring. You know, your little undercover faggot kids that you got out there. But, hey. I don't know anything about that. Florida police said a sixth grader was arrested at the... Let's back this on up. Police say a sixth grader was arrested at the request of his parents. Damn. For taking more than $7,000 worth of jewelry from his mother and giving it away. Yeah, police said the Bay County boy told investigators he gave his mother's white gold ring and diamond ring to a female classmate who later returned the white gold ring but told him she had lost the diamond ring. I bet you did. Better check the local pawn shops because I bet you his parents didn't lose that motherfucker. Ain't that a bitch. All right, hold on, people. We got somebody hailing us from the outside. All righty.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Hey, brother, hey. There's no need for all the dick in the mashed potatoes, all right? No need for all the dick in the mashed potatoes. Let's go ahead and beam somebody up real quick. Hold on. 541, we beaming you on up. All righty. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Wrecking the Game Radio. What's happening?
What's up, man? This is Space Fella, man. I'm just digging your show and
What's going down? You calling in to kick a poetic space poem?
Oh, yeah, I could do that, man. I could do that, but man, I just wanted to say that is some crazy shit, man, because if somebody sends you an email and they say they're in another country and they have, like, access to, like, $5 billion and they're going to give you, like, billions of dollars, but first you just got to send them, like, $20,000. I mean, that gets too crazy, right? I mean,
but you got to understand that people just, this internet, they, you know, when they get a computer, they think that's what the internet is.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You see what I'm saying? They really, when people get a computer, they think the computer is the internet. Soon as they cut it on, they online. That's what they think. Soon as they press the on the power button, they are on fucking Yahoo.com or some shit. They have no concept in danger of how dangerous the internet is.
Oh yeah, no question, man. Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, either the person has to be really stupid or they have to be really greedy.
But see what they prey on, really, is 86 years old. You see what I'm saying now?
Okay.
Christmas time, they do, and this is how they fuck people over. AOL is a big fucker of its consumers.
Yeah.
They are the biggest identity theft frauds in the fucking game.
You're right, because a lot of older people that I know, they have AOL for some reason, a lot of them. I don't know
why. This is why. Because I worked for these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, before.
Uh-huh.
And I figured out the scheme, okay? What they do is they send out every fucking Christmas. You know they have the big computer sales. So you can get a desktop for like $300.
Right.
Okay, so what they did was the target marketing area was elderly areas, you know, old folks homes and all this shit. They get the elderly, a big push to get the elderly, you know what I'm saying, technology, whatever the fuck, inclined.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
To get them up on the game. So as part of the package and as part of the agreement, you have to sign up a 2-year agreement with AOL.
Damn, man. It's like a,
you feel me?
Contract.
In order to get the rebate, now check the rebate out. The rebate was only to save $500, but then you get the computer at $300, but when you got the computer with the taxes and everything included, plus the AOL software, this shit came up back to like $500.
Yeah.
Plus shipping, so it was like $600 went to your credit card when you thought you were saving all of these rebates, and now you're waiting
right.
in the mail to get a rebate check that you're never gonna get. But in the meantime, I mean, it was so crazy. These old people would cut on the computer, and I was PC help desk, so I have to, explain to them how to install the software
right.
and stuff. But people did not know how to cut the computer on, period.
Right.
Like, where's the power button? Okay, boom. They push the power button on. I promise you, I spent 2 hours on the phone with one older person explaining them. He never even installed the software because he didn't know how to cut the bitch on. Okay, so when I told him to open the tray, he's like, what's the tray? I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be a long day. I'm going to get some super triple overtime for this one. Because damn. Okay, I told him it's a little button right underneath. It's called a CD-ROM tray. Okay, look right above where you just pushed. And this is how I'm explaining it to them, people. Y'all getting a goddamn lesson now. If you don't know how to use a computer, you're getting a free fucking lesson right now. Because shit. All right, I told him to push the little button, and the tray opened up. Listen to what this motherfucker asked me. This something been saying, well, is that where you put your cup holder? What the fuck? You don't put no cups in the goddamn CD-ROM tray? If I could reach the long hand arm of the law through the phone, I would have been abusing some old people. Wait, get the... What you doing? Wake up, old man. Take some Centrum or something. Shit. A to zinc, because y'all is not thinking right now. I promise you. I told him, okay, I said, now take your AOL disc. Where is that? What the do you mean? Where's your granddaughter at? Where's the 5-year-old? Man, fuck it, where's the 5-year-old? Go get the 5-year-old, please. Because, shit, the 5-year-old can do all this shit, hook the computer up and install this shit. Because, damn. Man, I almost had to get that old man an award and shit. Y'all about to give his ass an award. I couldn't give awards back in the days. Matter of fact, since I couldn't give awards back in the days, I had to give you a belated award, old man. Here you go.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
God damn. Fucking AOL. Yeah, they really fuck over old people though, man. And they send out that software blatantly.
I always wondered why do all old people have AOL? That never makes sense.
Or CompuServe. They had a CompuServe, and then CompuServe fell off, and then AOL took back over. But how the fuck if y'all in the same goddamn building? Y'all the same company. Same fucking company. You go on the other side of the wall, you got AOL. Come on the other side, you got CompuServe. Y'all the same fucking company.
They both cover the Sunday paper, man.
The same. Oh, man, because, you know, and then AOL went on that big push to where, you know, you can get the free software at any goddamn Kmart anywhere. I don't give a damn. Going to Mom and Pop's, and they had a free installation, 1,000 hours free. But, man, that shit was really, it was not as simple as it seemed, AOL, to install their software. And the problem with their software, once it installs, you know what I'm saying, it can keep in reinstalling itself, but it's not going to install over that existing copy. It's going to make a new install.
Right.
So what was happening is these people's computer was about to crash because they done installed AOL like 100 times on the shit. And these motherfuckers like, it's still not connected. Matter of fact, hold on, man. I got something for you. This is how motherfuckers really respond. This is how motherfuckers act. Hold on, I got something. This is how I was for AOL.
Okay.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software.
Fucking old man.
American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
All now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Now, that's the fucking truth. I don't know if they were sitting in there watching over my shoulder or something, because, goddamn it, that's the motherfucker who I was talking to. Every fucking day, that's what I was dealing with. It wasn't even worth the $14 an hour, man, to deal with that goddamn fucking stupidness. It got to show you how they was whooping the American public. You feel me? They really was whooping the goddamn man. You never noticed an instruction book don't come with computers.
Yeah, that's true.
You never noticed that, huh?
You gotta learn how to use the computer.
The fucking help manual is on the goddamn computer. So if you don't know how to cut the bitch on to get to the help manual to help you out with the motherfucking shit, what the fuck is this? Motherfucker, like, use the help menu. What the fuck is the help menu? Well, you gotta click on the start key. Start key? Where's that on the keyboard? Bitches, you gotta cut the computer on. Yeah. Yeah. Man, the world is not as technically inclined as you think.
I know.
Believe you me, man. People are still trying to motherfucking...
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
Ah, damn! We on digital, goddamn. We on digital. We ain't on fucking clock tower no more. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you're stealing...
Are you telling me you built a time machine? Kind of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Motherfucker's stealing 85 and shit. That motherfucker's still driving that old black Toyota truck goddamn Marty had at the end. Yeah, damn, what a tape deck. That bitch got an 8-track in that motherfucking Thompson back in time.
Hey, man, what do you think about the iPad, man? Have you checked that out?
Oh, man. I checked it. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get no, I ain't went to, like, Best Buy and physically.
Yeah, I haven't either. I haven't really seen one yet, but I was just wondering maybe you did that.
Yeah, no, I mean, the reviews say it's worth half its cost.
Right, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They saying they jacked it up and it ain't worth $500. You know what I'm saying? They saying it's probably worth about $250. God damn. My fucking cell phone costs like that and shit. Bitch, what the fuck? You know? You pay that, motherfucker's paying that for a cell phone. So, you know, god damn. Why the hell do I want to give up my cell phone for this big ass tablet? It, you know, when I could do the same shit on my little, you know, whatever the fuck, that little PDA type shit. Well, motherfuckers don't even know how to use that shit. So really, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't a tech guru or you ain't up on technology, it really ain't no sense you getting shit like that because it looks cool.
Exactly.
And, you know what I'm saying? That ain't no point, you know. Don't get shit just because to say you got one and shit. Dog, I got me an iPad. What for? You ain't even got a cell phone. I walk around with a pager and shit. Tom, he got an iPad because he bought the iPad from Romy Rome. You know what I'm saying? For $100 and shit on the block and shit. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I got an iPad, nigga. You know I'm taking my knowledge.
Oh my god, man.
Niggas technologize. Well, that too, nigga. That too, shit. Technologize. I'm on that.
2.0.
Ah, shit, I'm looking for Roman Rome. I need me an iPad.
Yeah. Yo,
see, you know, in the hood, we get them for the low. Mother, how much you pay for your iPad? $100? See, from where? The hood store.
Shit. Yeah, but did you hear about those kids, man? They went in, they bought an iPad, and then took a backboard, man.
I mean, look, like it was some comments underneath that where motherfuckers was like, kids are starving in here and you guys are going to do, who the fuck cares, motherfuckers? Y'all ain't saying nothing about these billionaires instead of pissing on y'all every day. Shit, your government shitting on you every fucking day, ramming you hard. No Vaseline. Take that. And you worry about these motherfuckers going and wasting couple hundred bucks, shit, I would have pissed on it. That's what they should have did. It would have made more headlines. You pulled your dick out, piss on the iPad. Yeah, you would have went to jail for a decent exposure, but shit, look at the views you would have gotten on fucking YouTube. Man pisses on iPad. Right out of the store.
It's just interview with Steve Jobs.
Yeah, man, fuck all that. You got pissed on the iPad. That ain't no headlines. They did an Office. You remember the old that fucking movie, The Office, when he took copy and tore that? That's all y'all motherfuckers. That shit's old. We've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? If you would have brought a pistol to the store and your homeboy would have been waiting outside, you know what I'm saying? Then you walk outside, throw that bitch in the air, then your homeboy just start unloading on it. Bah, 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 bah. And then y'all run off while you videotaping it. See, that's classic, because then the police would have got on your ass, too, for having a pistol. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? That. And plus, everybody would have cleared the goddamn line, so, hey, other motherfuckers could have walked in and bought their shit.
I always feel sorry for the people. Seems like every Christmas you hear about like the one dude that got trampled at Walmart like during the Christmas.
Oh yeah, the mom and that was like when I heard that. You know what I'm saying? Very sad, very sad.
Am I on the Starship Smelly Prize?
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, people.
This is
hold
Heavenly
on, people.
Angel.
What?
You beamed
look at
me
that.
Up.
Heavenly. Yeah, woman, I beamed you on up in here. You know how I thought it was, though. You know what I'm saying?
Who? Avon calling.
Oh, we don't do no Norway products up in here. You know what I'm saying? We don't do no Avon. It's all
good. Did I miss
good.
The nutty news?
We still into it. You know, I done sheared off into a nowhere land. You know what I'm saying? I was taken off by that.
Taking a
man.
Piss on the iPad.
Yeah. He got me all off on the iPad. I'm sorry. Heavenly Angel, how you doing today, baby? Welcome to the show.
I'm all right. Hanging in there.
It's going down. This is Washington D.C. people. This is your nuttiest
Washington
government.
Washington State.
What the fuck is the difference?
Washington State, where the Seattle Center is.
Are you outside of Washington? So you're not in Washington then.
I don't want to be in Washington, D.C.
It is a difference. I didn't know that. It is a difference, though.
Washington State is next to California. Or Oregon, sorry. Oregon.
So where the hell is Washington, D.C.?
You know where Washington, D.C. is. It's over there by Virginia.
What?
On the east side. Washington State is on the west coast. Washington, D.C. is on the east coast.
So where the hell is New York? Okay, so New York State as well.
In New York.
Okay, New York City as well.
In New York.
What the fuck then? How the hell is that there Washington State? Get the fuck over here. Goddamn D.C. is over here.
I know, it's crazy. When I'm from Washington, they always think I'm from D.C. Nope.
What?
Nope. I have to say Washington State. That's what I need to say, Washington State.
Yeah, I'm
We're up
still...
there in the left-hand corner of the map of the
what?
United States on the
well.
Top.
Fuck, people, you've got an education right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio, because I didn't know that. When
How
I was going to go...
How many states start with the letter M? Do you know that? How many states are there in the United States that start with
M? I don't even know how many states it is, so when I'm going to start thinking about how many letters, yeah, my geography is not 101. Oh. Well, how many of them?
We know
how many of them can you smoke legally in?
I think 13. But
13 states
medical,
you can smoke weed legally.
Medical marijuana only. There's
oh,
no
well,
states that have legalized
well,
marijuana
I got,
yet.
I got
on it.
Cataracts.
On
I got cataracts or whatever they call them shits in your ass. I got them shits in my ass. Yeah.
Cataracts.
I got them shits in my ass. Them things. Doc, I got the bangs in my eyes, Doc. I got the bangs in my eyes. I don't know what you call them. Cacaracts. Yeah, I got them cacaracts in my eyes. Yeah, I need some free weed. I need my prescription.
If you have chronic pain, you can get it. If
oh,
you have,
I got
diabetes.
Chronic. I got chronic pain, all right.
Not the chronic.
I got a chronic pain. Hey, let me finish this up, y'all, because we're going to take y'all on to Denmark since everybody want to jump on the plane. Well, jump on the spaceship, that is. You got to take a plane, though, to get to me. So anybody want to take a flight, call 1-800 Smelly Space Tours, and, you know, I can get y'all onto the ship. I'll beam y'all up. But we don't fly JetBlue.
Because they're falling apart in midair.
How the fuck do you leave an engine?
Connect.
How do you leave an engine cover lying on the goddamn tarmac? How the
That's
fuck
crazy.
Do you do that? You just don't. What? Nobody noticed that. The motherfucker TCing your ass out didn't notice this big ass cover missing off of the goddamn engine. Like, damn, somebody left some parts. Yeah. All right. We're in Denmark, though, where workers strike is no more beer drink. Whoa. At work. What the fuck y'all work at?
No more beer drinking? What?
Damn. I know I'm in the wrong profession. I can only smoke weed. I got to pay for it, though. Shit. What the fuck is that? Is that anybody? See, people, anybody, where you at? What you do is about where you at. You know what I'm saying? Because the strike in Denmark followed the company's decision to introduce new rules for employees on beer drinking at work, said Jens Beck, spokesman at the World Number 4 Brewer. There has been free beer. What? Shit, I'm quitting right now. I'm fucking going to Denmark. There's been free beer, water, and soft drinks everywhere, he said. Yesterday, beers were removed from all refrigerators. The only place you can get a beer in the future is in the canteen at lunch.
every day like my last.
Damn. Free bills everywhere. Shit. I pray before I go. Man, that's like a fucking alcoholic's dream right there. You know what I'm saying? Walk in. Oh, beer. I can drink beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Damn. All right. Shouts out to Carlsberg. Going back over here to Washington, D.C. Oh. All right. Anyway, Air Marshal Service is useless. It costs $860 million. What the fuck is an air marshal?
You think the dude that stays on the plane if a terrorist comes? He's like the terror.
What? Man, shit. All right, Congressman Duncan, Madam Speaker, probably the most needless, useless agency in the entire federal government, besides the government. Oops. Did I say that? Is the Air Marshal Service since 9/11. Well, same shit. More than 36 federal air marshals have been charged with crimes. Have been charged with crimes? What the fuck is that? What the fuck? What the fuck is that? What the fuck? And hundreds more have been accused of misconduct. Hundreds more have been accused of misconduct. In fact, more air marshals have been arrested than the number of people arrested by air marshals. God damn. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is an air marshal? Somebody still explain to me. What the fuck is an air marshal? What you locking down in the air? Is it an on plane jail or something? We got a jail cell like on the plane? All right. That's where your $860 million is going, people. Please continue to pay your taxes. Shit, what the fuck ever? What the fuck ever? Fort Worth, Texas, man. Cheerleaders give urine-tainted drinks to teammates. Talk about team spirit.
That's terrible.
Taste this concoction.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I guess they thought it was
good
drinking.
For you.
Well, hey, you let people in, what the fuck is that, China some goddamn well? Yeah, they sucking down urine by the pint. Yeah, hey, get some of that purified urine over there. Yeah, no. I don't want that one. It's been sitting. I want that fresh urine. Yeah, let me get that fresh urine right here. Yeah, that camel piss. Yeah, let me get that strong one. Yeah, I need it strong. Yeah.
Lighter.
I don't want the little girl's piss. Nah, I want that little girl's piss. Nah, I want strong camel piss. Ooh, yeah, that's what I want. Yeah. Burns your nose. That's what I need. All right. Officials with a Texas school district said a group of high school cheerleaders were disciplined for giving urine-tainted drinks to teammates. The fuck y'all thought it was Gatorade with extra salt? Administrators said at least two girls at Fort Worth's Saginaw High School received what the fuck is an in-school suspension? What? Received in-school suspensions, and an unspecified number of their fellow cheerleaders received lesser punishments for serving sodas contaminated with a cheerleader's urine to their teammates during a basketball game. What the fuck is y'all doing, man? What the hell is going on? These chicks is motherfucking doing some more, the fuck is that? That ain't not the voodoo shit. Ain't that voodoo? They put the old motherfucking period blood in the goddamn spaghetti and tell you to eat it.
Oh, man.
Mm. Oh, my bad. Y'all ain't never heard of that?
No.
My bad. Yeah, you fucking soft stomachs. Yeah, you fucking soft stomachs. Yeah. Yeah, fucking period blood in your... Watch out, guys. Might have some fucking period blood in your next batch of...
Hey.
Yeah, that's what they say to keep the man locked down. You put a little bit of period blood in the and then spaghetti, and you mix it all around, and yum it up.
Oh, man.
That's why I eat spaghetti around women. But hey, more power to you. Let's go over here to Haiti, people. With Haiti in ruins, UN relief workers live in luxury. That's what I'm talking about. Good old fucking American spirit right there, people. Yeah. Go ahead and show our true colors. I ain't got no fireworks to shoot, but fuck it. For the United Nations World Food Program, it was a moment of satisfaction. Yeah, the UN's flagship relief agency announced on its website that two gleaming passenger ships had docked in ravaged Port-au-Prince Harbor. Yeah, but what the website announcement did not disclose was that the vessels were intended to house not homeless Haitian refugees, but employees of the UN itself. Yeah, nor did it publicize the cost of the leasing ships at $112,500 a day. Yeah, the $112,500 a day. And I'm pretty sure the fucking flagships had goddamn swimming pools and jacuzzis on them. So what the fuck kind of passenger vessel is that?
That's horrendous.
Yeah. You might as well just piss on the damn Haitian people right off the boat, because that's what you're doing. Just whip it out. Piss on them. Just, right on their food and everything. This is from America. No, fuck else, man. Sorry, people. I guess that sounds kind of unpatriotic, doesn't it? Well, fuck it. Fairfax, Virginia. Man drinking coffee naked in his home is acquitted. What I'm talking about. By the time we get some fucking justice, I'm butt naked right now. That's why the cam is turned the other way.
That's why mine's turned off.
Well, hey, thank you for putting in that picture. Oh, man. The jury deliberated for less than 20 minutes. They returned to the courtroom and declared Eric Williamson not guilty of indecent exposure. One juror said she had a hard time not laughing during some of the testimony. Yeah, I know I would, because I'd be hiding a motherfucker going to sit down at some stupid shit like that. Another juror said it was easy. Yvette Dean said she made eye contact with Williamson. Oh, I bet you did. Yeah, while he was standing naked in the doorway. She was walking her son to school. Whoa. You gotta run now all the way the fuck back there. Is this motherfucker pulling a, what the fuck is it called? What is that damn commercial with the goddamn white dude standing with his smile on his face? Talking about erectile dysfunction. What the fuck is it?
Oh, doll.
Oh, shit, girl. What is it called? And he jump into a pool like his shorts come off and shit.
Oh, I didn't see
that. And then he get out the pool. Bob has been taking. Extends or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is that what this motherfucker thought he was? He was a goddamn extends commercial? Hey, good morning. Motherfucker standing dick hard as a rock outside the door and shit. Ah, I feel good. Motherfucker, the extends is still on, motherfucker. Get your ass out the doorway. Hell no, man. All right. Anybody speak Swedish?
No.
Yakma.
Who?
Yakma.
What the?
How am I doing? Yakma.
How may I help you?
Angel? No, my name is Angel.
Oh, we know that. Heavenly Angel. How are you?
Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Huh? Oh, you was talking Swedish. My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they'd be like,
Jagmaheta.
I'm the Beatle of the Swedish. Yes, I'm from Beatle, Swedish. I'm a Dombey Dice. Some shit. Oh, you know, I'm fucked.
How are you?
Who?
Hermada, how are you? That's all I know.
Boulez-vous coucher la bétoire? C'est soi. That's all
that's,
I know.
That's another language.
Ah, man.
That's a universal language there.
They got to smoke some weed dealing with you guys, man, because you guys are fucking wow. Bones and serial killer trial work wood and glue. Wow. What the fuck is that? Now, let me tell you something while I read that. I was, watch this goddamn shit called How Much Is Your Body Worth? Anybody seen that How Much Is Your Dead Body Worth special?
No.
On the History Channel? On how the under the black market is selling motherfucking bodies and shit, body parts?
Wow. No.
I mean, the bitches are getting like millions of dollars for chopping up motherfucking body parts in their house. Storing them in freezers and then selling them back to universities. Yeah. This dude, the biggest dude they found, I think he was in New York, dude had like over some thousands of body parts, you know what I'm saying, in the bottom of his house and shit, and stored away in freezer boxes. They all know. They just like torsos, foot, a little bit everywhere, you know what I'm saying? But he was a dentist, though. You know what I'm saying? So he had some kind of access to the mortuaries and shit like that. So he was not just grave robbing, funeral robbing. He had a hookup at the funerals at all the mortuaries, like 30 different mortuaries, and they was giving him the body. Imagine your goddamn loved one, you feel me? Ain't even finna get embalmed because, yeah, they selling the goddamn body off. And what you thought was, you know what I'm saying, him, is probably just the head, you know what I'm saying, with a stuffed fucking suit.
Oh, my God.
Well, I
yeah.
think they should make that an option for people if they want to sell their body parts.
No. This is the problem. This is the whole big problem. Because one of the victims that he, bodies that he confiscated was an AIDS patient. Well, the AIDS victim that died of AIDS. So the whole entire body was infected with AIDS. So whoever the donor that received that body received AIDS. You feel me?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that is the problem with the black market. They grabbing bodies. They don't know what kind of bodies they grabbing.
That's why I'm saying they should make it legit, like an auction.
Yeah, it is a legit business now. They have an actual legit business, a warehouse that actually receives cadavers and stuff like that. And they categorize them and all this kind of shit. It was actually real fascinating.
Oh, okay,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? The business of it. It's the actual business end of it because it does, they say, you know what I'm saying, it's better to work on cadavers than actually trying to operate on a real person. And they need the cadavers, you know what I'm saying, to get that hands-on experience. I mean, a lot of people like someplace, some big-ass laboratory in London somewhere where they work on hands. Where they use human hand cadavers, you know what I'm saying, because they have to actually, the procedure requires them to actually, you know what I'm saying, have a true hands-on experience. But you can't, you know, just, shit, ain't nobody finna volunteer for you to come in and fuck my hand up.
Well, my grandmother's doctor and I was in the office, too. She was 97 when she passed away last April. They asked her if she would donate her body to the science.
Well, yeah. So,
she
and
released
they'll,
it to them.
Yeah, they do ask you. It's a clause. Now, if you look at your motherfucking license, though, and that bitch say you are an organ donor, well, you shit. Your shit goes to wherever the fuck they want to send it to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't have no, you don't have no say-so. After your shit's gone, your family don't have no say-so. That's what that little clause is. That's why you are an organ donor. You gave up the rights for your family to say, hey, man, I want to, you know, burn or cremate them and keep the ashes. No. No. That is now the property of the state. That's why when you do that old kind of shit, you better be careful how you sign your life away, people. Because you fuck around and get in a car accident, and they deem they need something off of your ass, and you might wake up without an ass. Where my ass at?
I could be dead.
I can't sit. When we talked about that the other day, with the day the one with half an ass. All right, man, let's finish this up. A forensic examination has shown that charred bones used as evidence against convicted serial killer Thomas Quick were in fact pieces of wood and glue mixed with other synthetic materials. During the investigation into the murder of the 9-year-old Norwegian girl, Therese Johannesson, professors Per Holk and Richard Helmer concluded that the small particles presented as evidence were most probably from a human, probably from a younger person. So you motherfuckers probably lied on the motherfucking stand just to convict this motherfucking dude. That's probably fucked up. I'll probably have to give you an award for that. Excuse me, people. Here you go, Doc.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, and we ran this thing all the way to the end, man. I'll give y'all one last one out the door. Because Seattle, Washington. Oh, sorry. All right. Man shoots wife's boyfriend. Yeah, prosecutors have charged an Auburn man accused of fatally shooting his wife's boyfriend. I guess the pussy was really good. Geraldo Rodriguez Munoz, 43, has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of Chad A. Venegas. Venegas had accompanied his married girlfriend to her house to drop off some items and say goodbye to the kids. Yeah, I guess you got your final goodbye, goddammit. All right, people, and that will do it for your nightly news today. Reminding you to pop by nethernewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. And like I always say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for yourself. Thank you. And before we get up out of here, got somebody want to jump on in here?
Bring me back home.
It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yay!
All right, people. At the sound of the beam. Gotta beam y'all off. All right. And I'd like to thank Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, the space poet, even though he didn't come through and kick the poem. But next time, my brother, we welcome that. And doing it real big, man, don't forget tomorrow, Scandalous Bitch, Saturday is going down right here live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on your radio dial. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR, a.k.a. Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize, Captain Smell Soap. Good in your hood. Peace out, Ashwood. Y'all already know, man. I'm going to get up out of here with one of your songs, man. Let's go ahead and get up out of here with that new single. Y'all already know.
Ashwood.com.
Check them out, www.ashwood.com. That's ASHW00D, goddammit. Don't put the O's in there. You be looking like, oh, where he at? Peace out, y'all.
This time around, your cat is stuck up there. Set it up right now. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. Oh, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cat is wanting nothing. Set it up right now. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. You know, we got this thing jumping. You rocking with Ashwood. Back like I never left. Been a race for the fame. Kid, they running out of breath. Study my style. Just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur. Plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push out their DVD. Step it up. No sleep. ENT and HD. Working on a movie. Just finished up the script. About to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix. Stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks. Life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book. It's more to come, it's just to feed you. Now you gotta start, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stop making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like me. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F, you pay me. Now you feeling wavy, I took you to the next level. Don't try to play me, show you how to grind, go. Do this here blindfold, keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See you like the blade used to play with your own kids. If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around your cat's not nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, yo, we got this thing jumping. This time around your cat's want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop.